This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So you might know Operation Christmas Child, which is put on by Samaritan's Purse. And that might be all that you know about Samaritan's Purse. But they also do an incredible work when it comes to disaster relief. And recently they had out a expert in the field, Dr. Lance Plyler, who is training some of our locals here in disaster relief response and what to do when they come into a disaster area. Now, Dr. Lance has been involved in Haiti, in Liberia, just about everywhere where there's been a major disaster, Dr. Lance has been there, and especially the one in Liberia where there was a significant Ebola outbreak, and he was working with some of his local doctors there that had come out to respond to that, and he found out, this is really incredible, that one of his doctors had actually got Ebola, and this was his answer to the response to that.
You know, I remember I was actually the one that was informed. We had a pseudonym for Dr. Brantley, because we didn't want other people to know, and his name was Tomba Snell, his code name, and I remember when I got the text on my phone, it said, "I'm very sad to inform you that Tomba Snell is positive," and wow, I mean, we were already overwhelmed, because Samaritan's Purse at that point was responsible for all the clinical care of Ebola, treating Ebola in Liberia, and now two of our very own were stricken with this deadly disease, and so it was overwhelming, to say the least. It was really, I mean, we just had to call out on God, you know, call out to God for help.
And it's incredible, because a lot of people may not be aware that Samaritan's Purse don't just do things like Operation Christmas Child. You guys are actually there on the ground in disaster relief situations like that. Can you tell us more about what Samaritan's Purse do from that point of view?
You're right. A lot of people don't realize we're primarily a relief organization, and so that is our real focus, is to respond to needs and disasters all around the world, in places like Liberia or Haiti or wherever a disaster may be. And so we are what you call a multi-sector relief organization. So that means we help provide shelter or food or clean water or medical, you know, whatever the needs may be with the given disaster.
Now, Dr. Lance, that must change radically from country to country, because you think about Liberia at one stage was quite a successful nation and then disintegrated under civil war, whereas Haiti has always been at the point of just trying to develop itself as a nation. When you walk into a situation like that for disaster relief, things must change drastically, don't they?
They really do. So, Duncan, part of our you know, our responsibility is to make very rapid assessments of the needs on the ground, and we try to, you know, prioritize what that may be, you know, whether it's, you know, a medical intervention or maybe there's been a total devastation of shelter because of an earthquake. So we make a rapid assessment and decide what the needs are, and that's what we try to provide. Sometimes that can evolve during the course of a disaster, and so we may change our focus as the disaster evolves.
How do you actually prepare yourself for scenarios like that? Because I know you are here in Australia at the moment training up people who have an interest in going to these areas. What kind of training do you provide? What's the, you know, the needs that they have to know?
Yeah, so it's really, Laura, it's a very holistic approach, you know, from physical to spiritual preparation. But primarily we try to identify people that already have given skill sets. Maybe they're excellent at logistics, or maybe they're, you know, a healthcare provider like an excellent doctor or nurse. And so they already come to the table with great skill sets, but then we just encapsulate that, and we have training courses where we teach them to work within the parameters of the organization of Samaritan's Purse, so that we can respond in a coordinated fashion in a disaster setting.
Right. Now, Dr. Lance, if someone would want to get involved or find out more information, where would they go?
Yeah, so there's an excellent, you know, website with Samaritan's Purse, and look under like job opportunities, and in particular, Duncan, there's under job opportunities, you'll see what's called DART. That's capital D, capital A, capital R, capital T, and that stands for Disaster Assistance Relief Team. And there's an application process that you go through online that will direct you to become involved.
It's so incredible. I love that it's so accessible. And for yourself, having been on the ground in so many different nations right now around the world, what do you think the biggest need is?
Wow, that's a great question. There's so many needs. It's again, it's really overwhelming. Like I said, oftentimes we'll really rely on prayer. One that comes to the forefront right now is we're very involved in northern Iraq with the potential liberation of Mosul. And so we're there on the ground right now making assessments and providing needs in the form of food distribution and medical and things like that. So that really is, you know, I think really at the forefront right now.
What is it that drives you to be part of this kind of work?
Many years ago, Laura, I knew I wanted to be a physician. But in particular, as I grew up, we were a host family for missionaries on furlough. And so I, over the years, God just weighed on my heart to become a medical missionary. And very early on in my career, I became familiar with the Graham family and Samaritan's Purse. And really, I just was extremely motivated to work in particular with Samaritan's Purse and do what I do. And so really, for me, this is a dream come true.